Hey, Lane, didn't you say you wanted to, like, start the episode or something today?
Oh, fucking Gamer Driver, man. It's so cool. It's so
we just talked. We literally just talked a half an hour about
Lane.
It.
Lane. Oh, we lost Lane.
Snipe is so cool. XA just
Lane, you need to put down the game,
no.
Mer Driver, and talk about people in spandex.
Look, guys, I don't want to cue the roll call.
We're live!
Zenkai Gan!
Broadcast. Loading.
Connect.
Equipment Wielder. Bluecaster. Cheetah's Azeel.
Loyal and Loud. Pinkcaster. Light Red.
Explorer from the Unknown. Yellowcaster. Auto Gar.
Trauma Inducer. Northcaster. Saga.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Fuck. Well, anyways, welcome to episode 111 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Hit that double threes.
Triple three.
Triple ones.
As I said, at the end of XRX the Cast Ranger, if anyone has any time traveling capabilities, please let me know.
Yeah, me too. So,
my Twitter is at CasterPink or on Lightred at Twitter. Tweet me. I'm serious.
Please let me know so I can save all those people's lives.
Ichi wants to come at Tsuki Brave.
What?
That song from Kyoreader.
Oh, Kamitsuki Brave?
There you go.
I guess.
So.
No, you know what I want to do? I want to Brave in!
There you go. Brave in!
So, what are we doing this week, boys? What are we missing?
So, this is week 3 of Ultra Lie.
Jet! Yeah.
So, we're talking about Ghost Episode 38.
39.
39, sorry. But there's no Zuoja again this week.
Because of golf!
No, something about women.
Oh, I saw it was golf.
No, it was something about women.
Women against the fact that there are no women writers.
Yes.
I am, unfortunately, going to duck out very soon. I apologize.
Redcaster's already ducked out.
It's going to be a 3-man team. We're going to get pink, red, and... No, not red.
pink,
yellow, and
blue.
So, you know, all the girls.
So
colors.
We got Necron blue, Necron yellow, and then I'm Necron right. Pink, which is very important in this.
Especially this
goes.
Week.
I'm not even kidding. Those are the main girl colors.
I know.
Sentai. All right. So
all of which have also had male versions.
Honestly,
oops. Sorry, Lane.
Oh.
It would be actually be really, really interesting for them to do a male Pink Ranger.
I said that like a long time ago.
I know you did. We're bringing that back up.
They can't do that. It'd be totally gay.
That's why Tokyo Ichigo Pink is the closest we're getting.
See, it's
for
weird
now.
To me that the Japanese actually do that though, because like Pink is like not really a feminine color most other places, right?
I don't know. Pink all the time. I wear pink. Well, not.
It's a new age.
I'm not cool enough to wear pink.
It's
that's
a
why
new age. Toei needs to get with the times, but instead we're going back to the 90s. Look at X-Aid.
X-Aid. So Pink Rider. So
it's magenta. No, it's
before pink. I go, I just got a couple. One, I'll talk about Ghost quickly.
Okay, so so let's start the Ghost.
No, don't, because I got other things to say.
Okay.
Because I have literally almost nothing to say about Ghost. Mm-hmm. It was another body switching shenanigans episode. It was cool. There were some parts that were cool, like the Allen, not the Allen clones.
Hold on. Before you start talking about Ghost, say what else you've got to say.
All right, I'll say the other things first. First of all, the movie, Ultraman Zero. I really liked it. It was a lot of fun. Very cool special effects for what it was. Seeing the Warner Brothers logo was just weird.
I was like, wait, do we have the right movie?
What is this? Seeing the Warner Brothers logo on the site we used was just odd.
Oh, no, that's the actual movie.
Yeah, I know. But overall, I genuinely enjoyed that movie. I really did. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was silly, but it was a fucking Ultraman movie. What do you expect?
Yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about is I don't think I mentioned this on the podcast. I mentioned it to you. From Zuoja, there is no way that this can all be a big coincidence at this point to me.
What is?
All right, so the joke I made about the world is, oh, hey, his animals are like the Ninja Turtle animals, right?
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. Wait, his real name is what? Mondo.
Yep.
Like Mondo Gecko.
Yep.
Also from Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
There is no way this is a coincidence.
Well, I mean, Mondo is like a word that means world.
But it also... Mondo started as a bad guy in Ninja Turtles, then became good.
Then
okay, now
got,
you convince me.
And then he got to be voiced by the movie Michelangelo.
There's an interesting thing too. I like Mondo overall. I mean, I'm sure you guys talked about it, but he reminds us of someone who I won't name here.
Trust me, we brought that up.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, cool.
He's like Emily Dreamcaster.
There was just something great about seeing him, like,
I don't deserve any of this.
He was great. I
don't deserve a spot on your deck, but I might make a good coaster for your drink!
I fucking loved his visions of the
no,
humans.
I know, right? Isn't it hilarious
and
that they're not actually there? It's his own delusions.
But that's the thing. That's in his head. They even say at one point...
No, but we've established that they're not actually doing that. That's him deluding himself.
That's what I mean. So, I don't
they
know
are
dead. But we'll see. We'll see. I did love that line. Like, wait, why are we giving him encouragement? Well, we are just in figments of your imagination, actually.
I know! I was like, oh my
the
god!
The rhino
he's insane!
The rhino told me.
Why'd you come save us? The rhino told me to. What? Oh. Although, they really should have figured out what he meant based on the context. They knew he had the rhino's human power in him.
Hey, look.
They could have extrapolated.
I'm sure they did, but you cannot say the rhino told me to anyone... And they're not going to give you... Wait, what? Just...
Rocksteady?
Nani?
Mondo.
Sheamus.
This is going to be... Like, I'm just waiting now. I'm just fucking waiting for the next episode for something where, like, they meet... When he's like... He gets a new form or something, and it's a rabbit, and the rabbit's name is Usagi.
Wait.
And he uses the katana.
Yes.
No, if anything, can the rhino have a sibling and have it be named?
Yeah, my man.
Ow! Keep forgetting I cut my hand today. That hurts.
Sucks to be you.
I bled today.
Anyways,
well, you did.
To lead into your ghost topic, not much to say, honestly.
Honestly, I can say the same.
So, it's ghost!
Okay, fine. Well, then me and Ichi will talk about it.
Yeah, fine. We'll have our own ghost discussion with Blackjack and Hookers. In fact, forget the ghost discussion.
I'm gone. Go then.
You guys...
So, before we actually talk about the episode, we had a little submission from one of the cast, our fans, that gave a little bit of insight into the recent episodes of Ghost. So,
and
first
I
off, I'd like...
I want to call them out to say bullcrap.
You can discuss your opinion afterwards. This is from Dan Camp, who submitted this on the Radio Sentai Cast Ranger Facebook page. Okay, so I'm not sure if you guys knew about this, but there's a genuine reason why Ghost isn't explaining anything and its writing is inconstant. The head writer has only ever done Ultraman. Because of the nature of Ultraman, he has only ever written filler. And his co-writers have only written stuff when partnered with more experienced people. So it's basically a lack of experience that leads to all the narrative problems of the show.
That's entirely possible. I'm not saying it's what the case is.
Time for the Ultraman fan to fucking counter-explode.
Fuck you.
Even that sounded
Dan,
held
we
back.
Love you. We all love you here.
Yeah.
Don't forget
Have
that.
You ever seen Ultraman Nexus? That is the shit. Have you ever seen Cosmos?
Did he write for those?
Yes. He did Tiga, Dyna, Gaia, Nexus,
The writer
Cosmos,
for Ghost did
Max,
all those.
And Mabius.
The writer for Ghost did all those.
Yes.
Yes? Or are you just
yes.
guessing?
No, I looked up on Wikipedia
okay,
today after
okay.
reading this.
So those, I know it's true.
Are those shows all filler?
No. Ultraman Mabius is such a great series right now, actually.
No, we watched the first episode of Mabius, and it was actually pretty dope.
I'm sure it is. Well, last week we watched the Mabius movie.
I'm gonna say, Dan, it's a theory. I don't know. You could be right. Guard disagrees with you, but I don't know. It could be right, because that does sound like something that could happen. On that note, in terms of writing inconsistency, you're gonna be hearing one less voice.
Wow, that sounds like a
video Bye, Northcaster.
Kind of like ending theme, and then you just get up and leave.
Bye, everyone.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Alright. Well,
oh, no.
I'm not going to high five you now.
Sal just licked me.
Oh, I didn't, did I actually?
No, I'm just okay, I'm adding effect.
Sorry, I thought I might have like, accidentally drooled on you there. Right,
what happened between us? You'll never know.
Find out next time.
So, you guys around.
Why?
Next time you see me, I'll most likely have seen Ghostbusters. So yeah. Now you can talk about Ghost.
Now to send off Cell.
Goodbye.
I was gonna howl or something.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Goodbye.
And then there were just three. Guy, no! No! Sit the fuck back down. I promise I won't talk anymore about X8, even though I have a picture of him right here on my iPad.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm excited for the show.
Okay, so let's get some quick topics out of the way first. Dark Necrom P. Brief, but interesting.
Her shade was a lot cooler than I expected, so it was like a nice hot pink, so I really liked it.
I will admit this, like I have the episode on, I'm like quickly going at my phone, look at the screen. Where the hell did she get that?
Anyway, she kind of just pulled that proto-U loader instead of her...
Well, I mean, like... Because Alan pulled the original Necrom Mega U loader out of vault, it's safe to say that they've got more of them. I mean, Igor's got one too. Why wouldn't she have access to them?
Where did she find the where did she find the icon? It would have been at least nice if she got it at the end of the episode.
Maybe Edith got it. Gave it to her.
If she didn't get immediately destroyed, I would have agreed with you.
Yeah, but it's like, awesome! She became a riot.
Destroyed!
See, here's the thing, normally I would have said, she'll just wake up in her pod, but her icon got absorbed by that Gaunmizer, so we don't know what the fuck's gonna happen to her.
And not to sound cruel, she's a female rider. Name five that are still alive.
Kivala?
That's one.
Megumi Azixa?
That doesn't count.
Why not?
Because she...
Because it wasn't her original actual...
She was still alive at the end of Kiva.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
I was going to say Yuri, but then wait.
That they kept their powers.
It's technology. Of course they keep the power.
Monika got blown up.
Yuri from Wizard.
Died.
Oh yeah, Mayu from Wizard.
So that's two. Two female riders. Everyone else died.
Sure.
I'm sure there's more.
Now that Shiko, she's kind of up in space, but she's technically dead.
Okay, first off, Igor comes in, and he's just like, oh, that's a very fascinating plan you got there. And then Arya just comes out of nowhere, slaps the shadow, and he's just like, why does this keep happening? And me and Raven were sitting there watching the Ghost episode today, and we're just like, it's like, why is this happening? Because you're a shitty character and no one cares about you anymore. Just go die, for real.
It's the writers saying, get the fuck out.
No.
You've served your purpose.
Yeah. Igor was a badass motherfucker when he fucking showed up.
And then
now he's just a joke.
He just keeps coming up with stupid plans for no reason. So this episode, he's finally fucking dead, I hope.
We just saw his icon shatter, but we've seen that with Javert too, and he came back later.
Oh, that's
so.
A good... Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh,
maybe he'll be in a human body now so we can kill him for real.
I'm sorry, one thing that really pissed me off was, last episode, we fought Gyro. It was really epic this episode. Oh, hey, Gyro. Well, guess that fight was for fucking nothing.
Was Gyro in this episode?
I guess. Either that or was this an ultimate Gamma?
But
no, the Ultima Gamma is a shared power because it gets passed around.
Yeah, it wasn't Javert.
He means it wasn't Gyro.
Oh, I think so it was.
They didn't show us who it was. It could
true.
Be anyone.
Yeah. So yeah, the plot of this episode was just this mother and father, or not mother and father.
This father and
father
daughter.
And daughter were fighting and stuff like that. The father's a cop.
And she's one of those bratty fucking Japanese punks who refers to herself in the third person. God, those annoy me.
Actually, one thing that was funny. The father's detective buddy. You know who he was?
Jiraiya.
Yeah, he was Jiraiya.
Sekai Ninja! I recognized him immediately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, I heard somebody mention a cameo character.
Yep, there he was.
And it's oh, there he is.
Because of what happened to Arya, two Gaunmizers decided, fuck it, we're gonna fuse together, turned into this really stupid-looking crab Gaunmizer.
That's a Kamen Rider Black RX.
It's I think it's called, Gaunmizer Magnet or something.
So it caused, a bug in it or something like that, and then so it decided,
because it absorbed Arya, it became interested in conflicting emotions.
Yeah, so it swapped bodies with, fucking random things, and then I'm just, the entire episode, this Gaunmizer's fucking stupid. It looks at Silver and oh, what am I? And then, scuttles off constantly, and it, trips over, falls downstairs. I'm like, this is the stupidest fucking Gaunmizer ever.
I'm just thinking to myself.
You do realize why it was acting like that, right?
Because it has feelings. Adele's clearly said, it has emotions. It's observing.
But that's why it did the body swap. Clearly, it has the father's soul in it. Because if you look at Mayu's body walking around, it's robotic and lifeless, and it says, observe!
Wow, I fucking am so stupid. I thought, no, because, like, I thought the father was the girl, and so I was like, why is he being, like, such, like, a jerk?
Mayu is in the father's body, the father is in the Gon Miser's body, and the Gon Miser is in the girl's body.
Go ahead, Gar.
I'm just thinking about this, I'm like, this week we found out Ghost is only going to have 50 episodes.
Oh yeah, we did find that out.
This is episode 39. What the fuck are we going to do for the next 10 episodes?
Kill the rest of the Gon Misers and make the wish fucking go.
No. Okay, me and Lay were talking about this.
This is why they're pairing them up, so they can kill them off faster.
I told this to Lane. This is what's going to happen. Talker, like, because, you know, the Gamma just keep coming back.
The Gon Misers?
No, just Gamma.
Oh, yeah, the people. Oh, you know what else was interesting? There was a huge info dump between Adele and Arya. They mentioned at one point when we came to this world. They're not from the Gunma world either.
No, we know that. They mentioned.
Hooray! Yeah. Information finally.
Oh yeah. Also, they made a mention to Argos. So summer movie canon.
Movie connection.
Woo!
This is what I think. It's gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna use my wish to seal away the Gunma world so that they can never come back. You fuck.
He'll probably do that.
And that. He dies, and then God's gonna be like, oh, you're like the brightest
Sage. Sage will turn out to be fucking DJ Sagra.
I am the Gamma World.
Sage just shows up. It's like, who are you? I'm God. But you said you weren't. I like to talk to myself in third person.
Do you think God tells the truth all the time?
Yeah. Meanwhile, Sage is being a fucking weirdo again. It's like, wow, like you cosplay. Oh, yes, cosplay is the embodiment of life. Though I don't really care about cosplay.
Cosplay
much.
Is my life, except it isn't.
Yeah, no, I love how he just quickly transitioned from being like
fucking
super positive about it and then just being like, oh, no, I don't really care about it.
He's getting annoying.
It just blew my mind that it's almost been a year since the first episode of Ghost.
And somehow this fucker is still
alive.
Yeah,
it'll be almost a year since you joined the show. Isn't that exciting? But I know what I'm going to be doing for the next like 11, 10 episodes of Ghost. Waiting for X-Aid to come out.
So, can we talk? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to quickly explain. So, like,
is it about X-Aid?
No. Okay. It's just, Ghost, it's been, like, it's a mishmash of good and bad. Like, there's honestly more,
The show has had a lot of good filler recently, while gloriously ignoring the main plot,
I feel. Exactly. It's trying to make too many plots for itself, and
like,
just because of that, like, you can't...
Like an example in this episode. Makoto and Kanan finally get, you know, backstory on what happened to their parents.
It pretty much just everyone is like, I'm pissed because my father left me.
Oh.
And I love how Makoto has the fucking balls to be like, Takeru, you don't know what it's like to have your father walk out on you.
His father
left him 10 years ago!
Can I just say something? I derped hard on that too when I was watching it. I thought for some reason Makoto knew Mayu, so like they were flashbacking to like the father actually leaving at one point in her life. And that's why I thought she was mad, and so I was like, Wait, so how the fuck does Makoto know that, frickin', like, know this girl or whatever and know what's happening? Then I watched the episode Raven and I'm looking at him like, oh no, that's Makoto and Ken's dad living. And I'm like,
another movie connection!
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, there it is. Hey guys, we just put all of our money and time into this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
go watch that.
So, I want to talk about real quick the actor who played the father. Is a spectacular actor because he very convincingly played his stupid bratty daughter.
I know that. No, I was gonna say like credit to his actor. It was fucking amazing. Good acting.
Go back to the Makoto and Ken father thing. Then Makoto mentions like, "Well, Takeru, your dad was more of a father than my father."
Good. He was more of a father to you than he was to me. Apparently, is what his response should have been.
Yeah. Well, he dropped dead on me. Literally.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But no, one other thing that I noticed during this episode that really pissed me off is this glorious plot, kind of a plot hole, but like, so they spend most of the episode looking for the body of the daughter. And there's one scene where the girl in the father's body pulls out their phone. And my immediate thought was, why don't you call your daughter's phone, you dumb fuck?
It's actually funny. One of the errors in the cover error wiki page said, like, when he pulled out this phone, cut to the next scene, it was a different phone. But, like, it was an iOS and then it turned to an Android.
Oh.
Wow. That's some, like, Iron Man 3 shit. It's like in one scene, Iron Man 3, guy has his phone out. It's like a flat, like a regular phone that we all have. And then it cuts to a flip phone.
Wow.
It's like, that's terrible.
So then we get to the scene where literally, Igor's, sees Tucker, walking towards him or whatever, and you just see Igor be like, oh shit, I'm not gonna fucking do this, I can't fight.
He can't fight!
One scene
he has intelligence as his power, not his physical strength.
I will say this. I love the scene when, basically, Tucker is transformed into his final form. But then you just see, the camera movement, where it's, it starts off from, behind, but then it just gradually moves forward, over the chairs and stuff.
Yeah, and then we get another fuck-shit stack of all three riders transforming, and just the sounds do not mesh well together.
Although I thought the camera work on the triple henchman was very nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we also saw Deep Spectre Edison.
Yeah, Deep Spectre, what I guess the name would be Deep Edison Damashi would be the name, kind of, Tokan Boost. And then there was a lot of passing around this episode. The fighting was pretty nice, because Necrom gets the Billy the Kid icon and does his Dai Kaigon with the catcher, and then he gets handed the Gangan hand from Spectre and dual wields the fucking shotguns.
Bravo, Necrom. That was a beautiful display.
And Spectre does his Edison kick, and all three of them chant off their catchphrases. The path I've chosen. I'll follow the call of my heart. Humanity is infinite potential.
Heart.
Pretty much. So yeah, Igor is down. Perhaps permanently, perhaps not. I don't know.
Oh, no. They're going to give him, the most depressing death ever.
I just love earlier in the episode where they're, chasing everyone around. And, there's this one moment where Onari and Alan, do a bit where they just shout out together, oh, what a problem!
Yeah,
how
confusing. And Cannon got possessed by Billy Kid, which was really fucking adorable.
Yeah. He's you're a man's man.
You're a man's man. That's creepy. You sacrificed your wish or whatever to save this last here.
Actually, one thing, information about Billy the Kid. He died at the age of 21. I'm like, 24.
Hey. If you lived to be in your 70s and shit, dude, you were considered a legend.
No, especially
he got gunned down by his best friend.
Yes, he did. Because he probably did something.
At the age of 21, just holy.
So remember, Billy the Kid was an outlaw.
Yep.
So let's see here. Who hasn't possessed people yet?
This
Goemon was the first.
Honestly, Takumi or Makoto haven't.
I mean Dimashi wise.
I don't think Musashi has.
Musashi's.
Robin Hood hasn't. Edison hasn't. There's a lot.
There's a lot of them that haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth going over them one by one. So, the episode pretty much ends with, I've received many pieces of information in bits and pieces, so I'm going to jump to the conclusion that my father, the cop, is secretly a criminal. Better jump to conclusions and expose the secrets.
I'm sorry, I just did not like this.
That whole plot was complete turn off.
I just did not like that side plot. I wish that they did more in the Gamma world and do something more.
No, they should have the last fucking 10 episodes just in the Gamma world fighting. It'd make more sense.
That's a bit too long.
I did like one part though where they see the criminal they're looking for, whatever, just kind of walk out being waking up from a nap or something. Just go, oh my god, you're that guy we're looking for! You! Shit.
It just runs
off. No, this feels like something that, honestly, this feels like something I would write where it's like, no, not not like the crappy side plot, but how like everyone was there.
And obviously
everyone was everywhere.
Obviously the cop's father's partner is the one who's leaking the information to the dude.
I don't know. I don't even care about that side plot enough to make predictions on it.
Yeah, wait, fist bump.
Let's talk more about accident. I'm just
there was actually a neat little side special at the end that precludes to the movie.
Oh yeah, it's like they did with Drive and Kiva.
Little net movies.
Yeah, well, not net movies. More or less, like, here's a sneak peek.
Yeah,
like
not a sneak peek, but like little shorts that give some backstory.
AKA, like, Comrade should have been.
Yeah. So apparently, Dark Ghost killed Napoleon and created the icon himself. Yeah.
In which, well, they're trying to get the move, like the exclusive icons.
Yeah.
In Prime. So maybe they might use more of those forms then.
That was pretty much the only important bit. The rest of it was just Sage going, he's going to make that icon, which we already knew about.
What icon?
The 100 hero icon. Something like that. He has to collect 100
icon?
He has to collect 100 icons and it makes like some super icon.
A rare extreme?
Possibly.
That might be it.
No, and yeah, and Sage is just like, could he make that icon? If he did that, the world would be destroyed.
Yeah, I'm just thinking to myself, okay, we got 10 episodes, a summer movie, a crossover in the future with X-Aid.
Ooh, that's going to be good.
And Takaru only has 20 days.
Oh my god, if they ever Americanized Ghost for some reason, Sage needs to be played by Christopher Lloyd.
You know what I just thought? Right. You know what needs to happen when Ghost and X-Aid crossover?
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be a joke about getting extra lives.
I'm sorry, because I have it on the mind. No, I have it on the mind. There's got to be a Ghostbusters reference. Because
that'd be neat.
Because of the crappy NES game. Like, Ghostbusters.
It's funny, like, just earlier today, I watched a review from Gerard the Completionist about the 2006 Ghostbusters.
2009.
Yeah, whatever.
2009, yeah.
That Ghostbusters game, which is apparently really good.
And it's pretty much Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
Original cast and everything.
So next week's episode looks to be pretty bland, just solving the Mayu case and a bit more Ganma family drama.
Yeah, the ending to Ghost isn't seeming so good right now.
They've got to pull a good one out of their asses on this one.
The next preview's just got to be somebody dies. That one. Just...
I keep saying it's
somebody
gonna be,
dies!
It's,
click on this post to find out who!
It's going to be Alan.
No.
It's going to be Alan.
I really hope not.
I hope not either, but it's
going to be Alan. Arya just died.
No,
I said Onari.
Yes.
Oh. No.
Yeah. No. He's going to die. Then Javert sacrifices himself because he's like,
showed
me the true meaning of like life.
Maybe.
Dead.
That would be a neat way to wrap up
the
character.
And then literally he has a grave at the temple because it's like, you will always be one of us. And then he appears in the crossover as a hero.
Just a line on his grave from Javert from Les Mis.
Yes.
I don't even know what line you'd put because I haven't. But you know what I mean.
Les Mis is a different... I don't know. Cell is here.
We're not here to talk about Les Mis.
Les Mis is a decent thing.
So, yeah.
Zero Roger?
Alright, so what's our feature topic for Ultraman this week?
Well, Cell already talked about it. It was pretty much Ultraman.
Cell mentioned it a bit.
What's the
Give
name?
Us a preface.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't even...
Was it like a Super Mega Galaxy or some shit? Ultra Galaxy?
You know what? Just to keep it short... Ultraman Zero, the movie.
Crossed over with another series made by the same company.
Well, no, okay.
Which I didn't realize.
Give us the backstory.
Time for backstory.
History with Gar.
Basically, after Ultraman Mabeus, Tsuburaya Productions kind of slowed down on Ultraman a bit. In which, they did one more series, but it was only 13 episodes. It was an Ultra 7 remake. That was shit. Go watch Easy Rider's review of it. He did it. But in which Tsuburaya wanted to focus more on the monster, like monster suits and stuff. So they invented a series called Mega Monster Galaxy, and then there was the sequel series Monster Mega Galaxy Never Ending Odyssey, or Neo for short. In which Mabeus made a cameo in that, and then for the 45th anniversary of Ultraman, they decided to do a movie. And thus, we are with this.
Yup.
And holy shit.
That was cool.
No, this was actually one of the first things
that... Yeah, so I checked our history just to clarify. The name of the movie was Mega Monster Battle Ultra Galaxy Movie.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Pill.
Thank you very much, Ichi. All right. So
show that logo.
Yeah.
Welcome to court.
First up. Like, basically, it starts off with, like, Bemular, who you guys might remember from episode one of Ultraman.
I know.
From day one of Ultralight.
It's dreaded Bemular!
I just made the joke where I was like, I'm the monster from the first episode, you can't defeat me!
And then
I'm immediately defeated!
And then he's fighting Ultraman Mabius from day two of Ultralight. See? Whee! See how I tied everything together?
Yeah, well done.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You've sown the seeds.
Yep. But this was the movie that introduced us. Well, this was technically the second time we've seen The Land of Light. First time we saw it was way back in, like, the 70s.
Where apparently they thought it was smart to make their buildings out of fucking glass.
Well, it's better than just blue.
Also, we have nice. Really awesome, famous Ultramans, like Ultraman Bob, Ultraman Scott, Ultraman Beth.
Okay, there was no
Ultraman
Bob.
Mary.
Okay, so basically...
there was no Ultra Bob, I can confirm that.
Fucks. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to rapid fire every single Ultraman that was in this
It's time for the Ultraman rap!
Alright. There was Ultraman Mabius, Ultraman Zaffy, Ultra 7, Father of Ultra, Mother of Ultra, Ultraman King, Ultraman Leo, Ultraman Astra, sorry, Ultraman Toro, Ultraman Bemular, who was the villain of the movie, Ultraman Chuck, Ultraman Beth, Ultraman Scott, Ultraman Hikari.
Did you say Bemular or Belial just now?
Belial, I meant to.
I was like, Ultraman Bemular?
I always call him Bemular.
Belial,
I don't know
which means in the dub, he'll be Ultraman Mallow.
Yeah.
Hashtag Digimon.
Which, Lane liked him. Yep. Ultraman Great, Ultraman Powered.
Ultraman Not So Great.
Damn.
Well, they were done by Australians.
Wait, what'd you say?
Ultraman Great and Ultraman Power were basically two series that were accompanied with Australian TV, in which they were supposed to be in America, and then Super Mario was like, fuck this shit, 30th anniversary, we're going to go back to basics. Tiga. Ultraman Dino was in this.
He was cool.
Yeah, in which his series has never been subbed. Come on, Crunchyroll, you gotta get your shit together. And
I'm dying to hear it.
Yeah, I'm dying to see this. I believe that's it. Ultraman Zero.
Yeah. I'm just gonna rapid fire a couple of quick thoughts on some designs because I haven't seen some of these before.
Alright.
Ultraman King. Ultra Beard!
No, I'm when apparently Gar told me he's not even actually an Ultraman. He's just like, oh, I just like
he's
this
a shit. He's a really old
bean. I dress like this on the weekends!
Yeah. He's an old bean in the universe.
An old bean?
Being. In which he can shapeshift.
Oh, okay.
So, in which he likes the Ultraman because he likes what they stand for.
And, Mother of Ultra, or Mary as she was called at one point?
I don't know.
It's got swinging fucking iron pigtails!
Yeah, I don't know about the whole Mary and Ken.
Belial called her Mary.
Wait, Mary and then. Father's name was Ken. There's Barbie.
I love how they have like normal ass names.
Yeah, it's so off-putting.
You have,
Ultraman
like, you have,
Scott.
You have like
what?
Mary, Ken, Scott,
okay.
And then there's Mabius, Ginga, Orb.
Okay, Scott, Chuck, and Beth were the Hanna-Barbera heroes.
Maybe it's like Hibiki, where you have to like earn the cool name.
Well, no, it's like, well, what's your name? Mabius. Going to Earth? Yeah, you are now Ultraman Mabius. But I like just Mabius. Nope. That's how it works with this shit.
Ultraman Dino was cool, and like we're gonna talk about stuff as we go. But the thing that stuck out to me the most in my head was when Ultraman Dino showed up. He was in their spaceship, and then he like reaches up to transform, and I'm just like, no, not in the ship! You fucking destroy it.
But much like with all the other Ultraman. He just turns into particles and transforms outside.
Sure. I'll accept that because I have no evidence against it.
And then Lane's like, well, where's Tiga? I'm like, I had to burst his bubble. Ultraman come from different universes. Like, that's why Tiga was not in this. Dino made a cameo in this, which was, okay, that's cool. Gaia wasn't in this. A Ghoul wasn't in this. Cosmos wasn't in this. Justice wasn't in this. Nexus wasn't in this. Noah wasn't in this. He's in the sequel. I think that's it for now.
Okay.
Ultraman Zero,
Ultraman Zero. He was not in this.
Okay. I actually thought Ultraman Zero looked a lot cooler in his training armor, I have to say.
Yeah.
That was cool with the body armor and such.
Like, his design, once he was free, I did catch... I'm going to... Full disclosure, I was distracted for most of the movie doing a thing, so I didn't see the whole movie.
Oh,
but from what I did peek over at one point and see Ultraman Zero fighting in his, like, unarmored form, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, because Ultraman Zero is the son of Ultra Seven.
Yep.
In which the reason why he was trained with Leo is because in Ultraman Leo series, he was trained by Ultra Seven.
Okay.
Because Ultra Seven, like, he broke his leg and then his morpher got destroyed. Then Leo came down. He's like, well, I can't fucking transform to save the planet. You gotta save it. Why me? Because you're Ultraman.
So basically, after this prologue fight, the movie starts on a Borg cube. That is also the Death Star.
Okay.
It's the space prison.
If I can quickly speak on Ultraman Belial quickly.
Belial.
Belial, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. This guy literally looks like fucking Kamen Rider Amazon if he was an Ultraman.
Plus
and
skills.
I loved his look. He, like, loved his eyes and shit like that. They glowed, and, like, his mouth moved.
He definitely looked like an evil Ultraman.
Honestly,
yeah.
Honestly, if he was dubbed, I want the guy who does the... Who does the Dr. Claw for.
I could see that.
Just one of his monsters.
Next time, Ultras.
Yeah.
Next I'll get time. You next time, Zero. Next time.
Just Zero. And I'll be waiting.
Just
Belial.
Like, just like just like it's Belial.
I'm sorry.
Just like Nick. Just like there's an like Inspector Ultraman version of Inspector Gadget. Ultraman Gadget.
Ultra Gadgets.
Ultra Gadget.
But that's like basically. Oh, yeah, this movie also introduced the thing called the Brother Mantles.
Capes! Capes everywhere!
Basically, fuck it, we all get capes.
I just love that one shot where, like, Belial first breaks out of the prison and, like, there's, like, Ultraman floating in space about to fight him and one of them just throws off his cape and
totally.
It kind of just floats there for a sec, but then it starts going down and I'm like, they're in space! It should be in place!
And then Cell brought this up while we were watching the movie. He's like, yes, enjoy being tossed in zero gravity.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. It's like that moment. It's like, we have a prison. One person.
Yeah, but the funniest thing was, like, when they showed up to, like, like, it was, like, just outside the hole that he made in the space prison, and the other Ultraman fly up, and they're like, I don't think so. We're taking you back to prison. And we're all just like, he hasn't left yet.
Yeah, and then we have, like, a fucking honest-to-God, like, 15-minute fight of just all these different Ultramen just... fighting this one dude and
coming at him
and
in like teams of two or three
everyone's ass.
I will say this about the like the non other hero, like, okay, the ones that didn't stick out. Oh, I forgot about Max. Max was in this and so was Zenon.
Okay.
Zoffy.
Oh yeah, no, I mentioned Zoffy.
Okay.
But no, in which all the like blank ultra heroes just basically four different suits for them. Two different head sculpts, two different colors. Swapping around, that's like
so. It's like generic characters. In
yeah, just generic Land of Light members. Oh, 80 was in this as well. So was Jillian. Wow, there was a lot of Ultraman.
You could literally make a poker app out of the Ultraman in this movie.
Oh man, I'm no.
Someone do it and send it to us, and we'll play it on the air.
Please no.
Please God.
No. I'm serious. If someone does it, I'll play it.
Yeah, there was a. I swear it was 15 minutes. A 15-minute fight scene.
Yeah! They went from the prison to the fucking Ultraman planet,
and
then
like
the tower.
They were fighting on the side of one of their glass buildings with the gravity fuck.
And there's just so much cool shit. Like, all a bunch of them had, like, their brother's mantles on, like, these awesome, cool-ass capes. And a bunch of them were just, like standing there, like, flowing their capes to the side, like, going, oh, shit, we're in trouble. And some of them, like, actually, like, whip them off, and they start flying in the air to draw a fight.
By the way,
I was
delighted to see that the monster that freed Belial from his prison was the Space Butthole from last week.
Yeah, you see how I tie everything together?
Yeah. And then he got fucking smashed in the butthole by Belial.
Right in the butthole.
Right
in the trauma.
And the weapon that Belial was using, the Giga Battle Nizer.
Which apparently, like, holds, like, the power of 100 kaiju.
Yeah, I saw.
But no, it's like... Oh, fuck. What's his name again? Bemular?
Bemular? Belial?
Belial.
Basically... Most
Basically, Belial if you do RPGs, he's basically the one guy in the group that doesn't know what god modding is.
Oh. Yeah. I have the power of, like, 100 different monsters in one. They're all in, like, my weapon.
In which you can
it gives me a plus 100.
Oh, well, I attack you with this. Oh, I automatically just, you know, deflect it.
My AC's too high, Brock. Gives me 100 bonus to AC.
Yeah, see, you get
it. It's just, no, like, honestly, it was cool that it's Tsuburaya?
Yeah.
That's who makes the Ultraman? It's cool that Tsuburaya partnered with, like, Warner Brothers. So they partnered with a Hollywood movie studio to, like, make this movie, and you can tell, because, like, Japan's really well known and they're filming for their amazing choreography and stuff like that.
Tokusatsu is their genre.
This movie definitely had
a
lot of polish.
And then Warner Brothers chimed in, like, we had, like, the awesome camera angles and shots and stuff from our, you know, good Hollywood studios.
This
so
movie definitely had a lot of
you
polish.
You can tell both parties really put a lot into the movie, and it was... Fucking awesome.
Cell also made the joke about how, like, when we're on the Land of Light, oh my god, somebody, like, who directed this? J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, somebody lens flares.
I don't really want to get too much into detail, but the characters from the series that's based on this, they're in this. I don't really know a whole lot about them.
Oh, you mean the humans?
Yeah, the humans.
The
part of Zap.
The space Pendragon.
Yeah, Zap meant something.
Zap.
The P meant for, like, pioneers.
I don't fucking... It's
basically they're Star Trek.
The one, like, old dude on their crew, I swear to God I've seen him in something else,
familiar.
But I can't place him.
Oh, it's the boss?
Yeah.
Let's say we're talking about, you know, the current game that's on your phone right now that you probably know somebody who's playing it. I'm not going to mention the name. But in which...
Go on.
Our main character, quote-unquote, Ray, R-A-Y, not R-E-Y, basically, he gets to control monsters.
He's a
Pokemon trainer.
Yeah.
He's a babe!
He literally has this little thing that looks like the Gattax Zector that he summons and control, and, like, Xbox Kinect style controls the monster.
No,
like,
one
monster. Shit.
Just
no, he had two monsters in this. The bird monster.
Yeah,
that
he was riding on it in one scene.
Oh, okay.
Again, I've never seen the series. It's probably somewhere.
But other than the bird, the main monster that he controlled the rest of the movie was Gamora.
Yeah, Gamora.
It's pretty cool.
It's actually cool because Gamora is a really popular Ultraman monster, in which he's also in Ultraman X.
Yeah, and there's actually, I'm going to pull up a photo. Because in X they have, like, cyber versions of the monsters. And so there's,
Gamers pull up pictures all the time, they don't play them.
Yeah,
that's because they have video
so
component.
They have cyber monsters, so there's a cyber Gomorrah.
Yeah.
And it's actually really fucking
which
cool.
Which X can use that as a weapon. But basically, yeah. All the Ultramen get their asses kicked.
Ultra kicked.
Yeah. And then the light gets taken away from their planet, in which apparently that just... Whenever you take a light away from something, automatic ice age, apparently.
Yeah, so they keep, like, the shining light core of their planet in a tower, and Belial took it, so...
Okay, so you have the Gomorrah in your head, right?
Like, uh-huh.
Yeah. That's Cyber Gomorrah.
Oh my god, it
yeah.
looks like a Digimon.
Yeah, it's... No, that's why you should watch X. It's literally Digimon with Ultraman.
But
you watch X, it's
Ultraman.
Cool.
Ultraman. Well, actually, Pigmon was in this.
The little thing that Zero kept, he's like, get the fuck out of here! No,
fucking wiggly arm,
it's
motherfucker.
It's actually funny, because in the original Ultraman series, they could translate what he said.
Oh, good.
Wait, you want to know the sad part?
That's what we need.
And then he died. And when they buried him.
Did he get crushed? Because he almost got crushed in this movie.
He got crushed.
So I guess people just didn't want to go and make people go through that trauma.
Here's
again,
what
so
would happen
just
if
like,
he
whatever.
Didn't get smooshed.
That's it.
Ha-pa-pa.
Yes!
Oh.
Ha-pa-pa.
But basically, Zero's like, get out of the way. Go, shoot. Alright, Leo, let's continue our fight. No, you're ready. I'm ready? Yeah.
You saved a life.
No, it's like you cared for somebody lesson yourself. You have matured.
It was cool that Mebius is like went back to his human form. His actor, like, it's been what, like 3 years since Mebius?
2000. Yeah.
Yeah, 2009. So he looked fucking badass. I loved that his hair was longer, and like, it was cool that like there's a part where like he's explaining to Ray like about everything about Ultraman and everything, and he's just like, he's like, huh? So that's what your race has gone through, huh? Yeah. I'm gonna help you, definitely. Like, I know we can do this, and I'm just like, the balls on this guy is just amazing. Like, Ray was a pretty cool character.
And apparently, the reason why they could adapt to like humans so much is because apparently they used to be like humans.
I was derping so hard the entire time. I'm like, that's Zero, right? And Gar's like, no, it's not Zero. He's from a totally different show. It's not Ultraman.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too, but then I was kind of half watching most of it.
Basically, with Ray, apparently he has like half of a monster and
He's like half alien or some shit.
Gynax or something.
I don't know.
But basically, Bemular is also part of him. That's why he was able to control him and shit. Hayato returns again.
Yeah, it was good to see.
That was neat.
Ultraman and Hayato.
He gets older every time we see him.
Because remember, the real Hayato's still out there, so.
Oh, no, chances are the original Hayato's dead. Probably die of a drug overdose.
He died the day he was actually revived.
No, he died of lung cancer. Because, you know, just like, it's the 60s. Just, alright, we need to come up with an idea. Next morning, like, freaking 60 freaking cigar, like smoke buds in the ashtray.
Well,
that morning, lung cancer. Then Zero shows up, and then it's like, "All right, you dead." And this is the part that I actually forgot about. Bemular fuses all the monsters.
Belial.
Fuck it. Bemular, Belial.
You know what? The name of this episode is Ultraman Bemular.
There we go.
Belial denial.
Belial. No.
There we go, Ultraman Bemular.
Fuck it, we're just gonna call him Bemular for the rest of this.
Oh.
Belial.
Basically, Belial's like, well,
I don't want anyone belying.
It's like, Zero punches him, thinking he's gonna go off into space. No, it just falls into the molten core. Did we do it? Oh no. Cowabunga. Freaking monster ass, freaking Satan creature.
Yeah. He's a mashup of all these different, like, all the 100 monsters, and you can fucking see on his body, and I'm just like, holy fucking shit.
You're like, he looks freaking scared, man.
It's like that one monster who was, like, the mashup of every mook from Sentai.
Yeah. Except, you know, this is scary.
Right?
It was
intimidating at all.
Like, he has, like, but not Belial. His head and body are like one of the the light on the forehead of it, and then Zero kills him. He's like, "I will come back for you," and which he does.
I will find him.
Spoilers: he survives to see another moment.
Yeah, I actually like the line though, because he's like, you know, this isn't the end of me. I'll be back, and Zero's just like, I'll be waiting for you. And I was like, there was actually really touching moments between, like, because he, like, rescues Zero, or Ultra 7. Zero rescues Ultra 7. Brings him down, and then you just see Ultra 7 for a second, like, oh, my son, you've grown up so much.
Dead.
You just see, no, the light in his eyes just fucking fade. Then you just see Zero, like,
you know what was really distracting?
I'm pissed.
You know what was really distracting this whole movie?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at every single Ultraman who had the little fucking eye slots, because it looked like they were just like looking down, focusing on something, going, oh, ooh. Oh, you are within my radius. I shall smite thee.
It's so bright on our planet that most of us have become cross-eyed.
One character that I really wish got more screen time was actually Astra, Leo's brother. He only got 2 lines in the freaking movie.
Well, we can see who's the more, you know, favorited brother.
Well, Leo was the main character in the series.
His brother just comes in, oh, Leo, it's good to see you. Get the fuck out of here. It's my show.
Piss off, Ricky.
Yeah, piss off, Ricky, you piece of shit. Fuck off, Leo.
It's like,
Trailer Park Boys, we love it here.
It's like, how do we kill this thing? Everybody, hit it with fire.
Everyone, shut. And no, and Dinah at one point is just like, oh, fucking in on this action. Just goes up right for the monster.
One thing that Mavius did in this is that he turned to his brave form.
He braved in?
He literally braved in.
Cover brave! Cover exit! He braved!
I just love how when Rey summoned Gamora the first time, how he like fought that monster with like the guns on its back.
Yep.
And then he defeated it by straight up fucking impaling the bitch with his horn. Yeah. That was great.
And that's like, apparently he has like a fire up form. It's like, oh shit.
I think it was
happens.
Burning Gamora it was called.
Yeah,
is that what you guys call
Gamora.
It?
Oh, Burning Gamora fucking looked awesome.
Yeah, it's like, but not Belial. He's like, I will return. In which, again, if you look up Ultraman Zero, that'll be the first thing you see. Ultraman Zero, the movie. Revenge of, like,
Ultralight's almost over, but, like, even after it's over, I'll watch the sequel.
Oh.
I'm gonna see more of this Belial dude. He's fucking awesome.
He gets a brother's mantle.
Yeah! Oh!
Oh, fuck.
Okay, well, you know what then? You know what I have to do? I have to go out, buy the Ultra Act fucking figure of Belial, buy the brother's mantle, and then just put that shit on him.
Well, it's like a difference mantle.
And, then one day I'll go into my room to look at my Belial figure, and I'll notice the brother's mantle's missing, and then go in Nagar's room and see it's on his Ultraman. I'll be like,
and then I'll reenact the Revenge of Belial.
There you go. See, we have fun with this movie.
Just like my idea is like, no, I know what to do. We need to go out and make Ultra Mantles.
Yeah, so they defeat him again, Belial, whatever. And then they all go back to
the land of light.
Yeah, they get the land of light. They get
the
energy spark,
buildings.
Whatever like that. They revive the planet. And then you just see all the Ultraman, like all, yay! It's and then you just see Zero, and he's like,
nope. But before that, Ultra Baby.
Oh yeah, we saw the Ultra Baby, the little beta capsule.
What?
Like,
yeah, it was a little baby.
Yeah, and at one point we did see like a little Ultraman
and
child.
It's actually funny,
oh my
at
god!
That time, at this time, it is the youngest Ultra being. Aside from Ultraman Boy.
So then Ultraman Zero.
Ultraman Boy.
Yeah, the little kid.
Yeah, Ultraman Boy. So then Ultraman Zero, he just like lands down. And he's like, oh, I wish my father could have been here.
I'm right here.
Yeah, literally flies for them. Ultra 7. And they have this really touching moment where he's just like, I'm very proud of you, son. Like, extremely. And then just like at one point, you see Zero looking at him and he's like, Dad, why didn't I get black dots on my eyes? And then they go in for a hug and it's actually really cool to know that these like Ultra, because like going into Ultraman, like even watching Tiga, I thought it was just the human, like, Ultraman was a power, and that a human would gain control of said power, and then they just transform into this power to, you know, fight monsters. No! Ultraman are actually living fucking beings! They're actually people! They have personalities! They have names, like, you know, Bob and Scott and Mary!
Sorry. I look over to the notes. First thing that popped into my... Like, first thing I see... Ultra Pokemon trainers, including Ultra Mark Hamill.
What?
Yeah, when Hayata showed up, he was like in like the cloak.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, it's like fucking, there's this Ultraman's version of
Ultraman
Luke Skywalker.
Pulled some fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi bullshit. It was amazing.
Like, he
wields a rifle.
He pulled out his own fucking Pokemonsters and kicked ass.
Oh, yeah, because
a full team of three of them.
And Ultra 7, like, his crew was able to, like, summon monsters.
So then, we get this amazing shot where it's just, like, Ultraman King... That's his name, right?
Yeah,
the
Ultraman
beard guy?
King.
I call him Ultra Beard. Yeah,
we see, like, addressing all the people in the Land of Light. Just saying... Biggest world record for most Ultraman on screen at one time. It was amazing. So, he's, like, addressing the people, and you just see, like... You just see Ultra Father, whatever, like that, just standing there, and just, like... One of them was over. Is he really our leader? And it's just like, no, we just make him think he is. Just go with it. It's okay. I'm the leader. Because no, like, because I see him, like, addressing the people and shit. I'm like, you're not even one of them. Why are you their fucking king?
No. You know what it reminds me of?
He's a figurehead.
It reminds me of a freaking The Simpsons movie. Hi, I'm Russ Cargill. Now talking about the land light. Woo! Land of light.
Woo! Land of light.
Just
we will,
like, protect it for justice. Drama queen.
Ultra King and the Ultra Father both reminded me of the King of the Cosmos from.
I address you all, Ultra Men and Women, and yes, of course, you Ultra Boy. But now
his pose is Nixon.
Oh my god.
Yeah. My beard is amazing. I am not one of you, but I feel like I am one of you. Like,
my beard is amazing. Like,
alright, movie's ended. We're gonna see him one more time. Yeah, there he is.
I was like, eyes glow, yeah.
Fade to black, yeah.
And then it's some asteroids and then credits.
And the crowd's parting, it's Moses.
We have Ultraman Moses.
Ultra Moses?
Sha!
Gonna conquer the Red Sea Galaxy, I don't know.
Shrug! Just his attack parts fucking the monster in half.
Yeah.
And buildings and
like,
stuff.
Like his Ultra Beam is like fucking wave cutters and shit.
This one, if you've never seen Ultraman before, you will enjoy this movie.
If you have seen Ultraman, it's shit.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just thought it was weird you started the sentence like that.
If you haven't
seen Ultraman, it's a good movie.
No, I always say that because honestly, before I watched the original series, I never watched anything of Ultraman. I watched this. I got hooked.
So this movie is what got you into Ultraman?
Yes.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, we also watched Ultraman 80, like the first episode of Ultraman 80.
Oh, yeah, me
which
and
is
like
about
this.
It's about an Ultraman who fucking comes to Earth, becomes a school teacher, and just like, it's really weird, and he's like, he's lame. Like, he's really lame.
Yeah. Maybe this is cooler. But no, so yeah.
Of course, maybe this is... But Ginga is best Ultraman.
Eh.
Ginga Man!
But yeah, this honestly has opened up my eyes for Ultraman. It's very interesting. I kind of want to watch a bit more. Like, not get super fucking into it, but enough where, like, I want to watch at least one or two series just so I can be like, I watch this.
Well,
I watch that. I want to watch all of Tiga.
Well, actually, fun fact. Zero never got his own quote-unquote series. He's only in movies.
So he's Ultraman's version of Shin, Zeto, or J.
Yes. So, which, if you want to watch more of
Zeto, Zero, there's a pattern!
Oh. Yeah, if you want to watch more of Zero, you should watch the sequel, Ultraman Zero, The Revenge of
Belial.
Yeah, Belial. Ultraman Saga, which includes an alternate reality of Ultraman Dino.
Not our saga, mind you.
Yeah.
A crossover team-up between Ultraman Zero, Ultraman Cosmos, and an alternate reality of Ultraman Dyna. So, not the guy that we saw in this movie. There are the side stories. You should watch the crossover episode with X. And I believe that... Or if you can, you should try and watch... Ultraman Zero was the host of a series called Ultraman Chronicles, which was basically... Here's an old episode of Ultraman. That's it. Bye.
Okay.
Then.
So yeah, Ultraman Zero movie. What's the name of the movie again?
Mega Galaxy Monster.
Like Ultra.
Battle.
Give me a sec to pull up.
Ultra
again.
Monster Battle Super Galaxy. Some shit.
Mega Super fucking.
I don't know. We'll
anyways,
put it on
list. Look it up.
Rewind
it's,
it when
it's,
I
it's
said it.
It's actually a really cool movie, especially if you want to know like what Ultraman are like on their home planet and stuff. It's really cool.
Buildings made of glass.
Yeah, buildings made of glass. Made of ass.
And then join us next week as we talk about our final day of Ultra Month.
We're going to watch the first episode of Ultraman Orb.
Which we've already have. But
and
okay.
it's interesting.
It's neat.
They upped their budget this year.
Find out how neat next week on Cast Ranger.
Bye, everyone! Go get hyped for X8! Woo!
I need all of the Kamen Rider Brave things. Just take all my money.
Yeah,
I need it now.
I need all the X8.